Maxine?
Uh-huh.
Shirley had a question. She asks, do they need a separate E&M note for small injections, such as TPI or IM injections?
Hi, Shirley. I'm glad you're here.
I haven't unmuted her line.
Oh, that's okay.
I
know who Shirley is, and she's wonderful. And that's a very good question. They have to have some separation in that note. They have not yet said that you have to have a completely different procedure note, but surely it's always better. Because the simple reason is when they come back and ask us for a documentation on a trigger point injection, we want to be able to send them that separately. If they didn't ask for the E&M, we only want to send them specifically what they ask for, nothing more, nothing less. And if you know auditors, as well as I know auditors, you know that if you send them additional material, they're going to find something wrong in the evaluation and management that you happen just to attach along with the TPI, the IM injections. And so it's always better to have it separate. But now I know that many of you do not. Many of you drop down. But what I'm seeing is that we're coming down in our assessment and we're putting the procedure. That means that you didn't complete the evaluation and management service. In the assessment, you're going to come up with the diagnosis and why you're ordering a procedure and then perform the procedure. And the procedure notes would have to be specific as to the position of the patient, the approach to the injection, and so on and so forth.
Shirley, did that cover it, or did you have any follow-up?
No, that covered it. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Shirley, and thank you, Maxine. Go ahead, Maxine.
Okay. And the final thing I have here in Section F on the PowerPoint presentation is the compliance program. Remember that under the Accountable Care Act, the compliance program is mandatory for Medicare, and it has, the final regs have not been issued as of yet, but we know that it will be at least as stringent as the seven-step compliance plan that was published in the Federal Register in the year 2000. So all practices, if you want to protect your practice from any kind of audit scrutiny, you want to make sure that you have an effective compliance program in place that you are consistently following. That can save you thousands of dollars in penalty and interest.
Stand by.